27.
I beg your pardon?
I think that's the answer. 13 times 379. 4927.
It is.
Wow.
Matilda, you know how to multiply big numbers?
I read this book last year in mathematics at the library.
You like to read?
Oh, yes. I love to read.
What do you like to read?
Everything. But lately I've been reading Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens. I could read him every day.
So could I. All right, everyone. Take out your workbooks and let's start with section 3.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson. It seems that you've been living two lives. In one life, you're Thomas A. Anderson, program writer for a respectable software company. You have a social security number, you pay your taxes, and you help your landlady carry out her garbage. The other life is lived in computers, where you go by the hacker alias Neo and are guilty of virtually every computer crime we have a law for. One of these lives has a future, and one of them does not. I'm going to be as forthcoming as I can be, Mr. Anderson. You're here because we need your help. We know that you've been contacted by a certain individual, a man who calls himself Morpheus. Now, whatever you think you know about this man is irrelevant. He is considered by many authorities to be the most dangerous man alive. My colleagues believe that I am wasting my time with you, but I believe you wish to do the right thing. We're willing to wipe the slate clean, give you a fresh start. And all that we're asking in return is your cooperation in bringing a known terrorist to justice.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like a really good deal.
His library was his whole world. Oh, it's just a painful memory.
Unbearably painful.
I understand. Well, at a rough preliminary estimate, you have a collection here worth around $600,000.
$600,000?
Yes, or thereabouts. I've picked out one or two volumes that merit special attention. This Persiles, for example, is important. I'd hang on to that. It will never depreciate. It's a good investment.
Valuable?
Very valuable. As for this Hypnerotomachia di Polifilo by Colonna, Venice, 1545, I'm sure I could find you a buyer. But I wouldn't let the rest go for less than $500,000 under any circumstances. It may take a month or so to place them, so in the meantime, I advise you to be patient.
A month?
Yes, a month or two. It depends on how much of a hurry you're in. You see, more hurry, less money.
Of course.
Well, that's my advice anyway. I'm sure you wouldn't want to rush things, but please feel free to consult another expert. And if you have any questions, you know where to reach me. Incidentally, this four-volume edition of Don Quixote is quite nice, but not particularly valuable. Now, I could take it off your hands right away.
How much were you thinking of?
Oh, I couldn't go more than 4,000, 4,200 tops.
Oh, fine.
Accounted for and a salvage mission unlikely, authorities are confirming all 324 passengers dead.
Ms. Gardner? I'm Miles Strom. We spoke on the phone earlier.
Oh, please come in.
Which room is it?
It's upstairs at the end of the hall.
I get paid in advance. 200 cash only.
You told me 100 on
that. That was before my buddy at the police station told me your grandson was murdered. It's gonna be 200.
Fine.
No matter what you hear, don't come up. You're not doing your grandmother any good staying here, man. You're causing her a lot of pain. I want to go downstairs and tell her you've gone. But the only way I'm going to be able to do that is if you tell me where it is. So where is it? You can go now.
Did it work?
Yeah. He's at peace now. Here. You get a refund, half off. Wasn't as tricky as I thought.
Thank you.
I know you're Neil. Be right with you.
You're the Oracle?
Bingo. Not quite what you were expecting, right? Almost done. Smell good, don't they?
Yeah.
I'd ask you to sit down, but you're not going to anyway. And don't worry about the vase.
What vase?
That vase.
I'm sorry.
I said don't worry about it. I'll get one of my kids to fix it.
How did you know?
Oh, what's really going to bake your noodle later on is, would you still have broken it if I hadn't said anything? You're cuter than I thought. I can see why she likes you.
Who?
Not too bright, though. You know why Morpheus brought you to see me. So, what do you think? Do you think you're the one?
Honestly, I don't know.
You know what that means? It's Latin. It means know thyself. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Being the one is just like being in love. No one can tell you you're in love, you just know it. Through and through, balls to bones. Well, I better have a look at you. Open your mouth, say ah.
Ah.
Okay. Now I'm supposed to say, that's interesting, but then you say.
But what?
But you already know what I'm going to tell you.
I'm not the one.
Sorry, kid. You got the gift. But it looks like you're waiting for something.
What?
Your next life, maybe. Who knows? That's the way these things go. What's funny?
Morpheus. He almost had me convinced.
I know. Poor Morpheus. Without him, we're lost.
What do you mean, without him?
Are you sure you want to hear this? Morpheus believes in you, Neo. And no one, not you, not even me, can convince him otherwise. He believes it so blindly that he's going to sacrifice his life to save yours.
What?
You're going to have to make a choice. In the one hand, you'll have Morpheus's life. And in the other hand, you'll have your own. One of you is going to die. Which one will be up to you? I'm sorry, kiddo, I really am. You have a good soul. And I hate giving good people bad news. Oh, don't worry about it. As soon as you step outside that door, you'll start feeling better. You'll remember you don't believe in any of this fate crap. You're in control of your own life. Remember? Here. Take a cookie. I promise by the time you're done eating it, you'll feel right as rain.